a lot of the challenges that's been faced at the moment by the management and the staff at the coalface of the hospital in Letterkenny, and I suppose it's not just a Letterkenny or Donegal problem, it's nationwide as we speak, and we know there's still an awful lot of COVID around, but I suppose on the flip side of that, we were looking for an update on what efforts and what steps has been made to improve the challenges that's there, and we're happy now to get confirmation of the extra beds that will be in place in the next number of weeks. I think it's total 23 extra beds in total, and extra nurses as well, 36 extra nurses come in stream. So we have to acknowledge the work and the effort's been made by many people to try and overcome the huge challenges, the biggest challenges in our health service in the history of our state. And there's huge investment going in as well in the areas of capital as well, and with the extension to the lab and indeed the improvements to MRI as well, and the proposed improvements in the area of renal as well, and home dialysis coming down the track. So I think we have to acknowledge that there's an awful lot of people trying their best to overcome the challenges there. And what we need now is a team effort from everyone right across the board of the HSE, and that includes the primary care as well, and the GPs, to see if we can put more supports into the community to prevent people maybe coming to the A&E in Letterkenny when they don't need to be. And I think that's a conversation that we all need to have more. And I think we need to be mindful of the people that need the urgent care in the hospital system.
And indeed, while these supports are to be welcomed, as you mentioned there, COVID, it's vital that people, the public, take this on board, the warning that COVID is still a huge issue at the moment, and this would in turn alleviate some initial problems at the hospital.
That's correct, yeah. There's no doubt it's still presenting a huge challenge to the day-to-day running of the hospital, and indeed it's affecting the patients that need the care most with regards to surgery and so on and so forth. So I think it's important that collectively we're all trying to work together to overcome the huge challenges that's there. So I'm glad now that we're working together as a team to try and come up with more solutions to this whole area going forward, because I think we need to make sure that we have the proper resources in place. And I'm confident from the meeting that the resources from government are coming and coming well. So I think we'll continue to work on that level. And it's important that we continue to engage, as I say, collectively together to overcome the huge challenges that the people at the coalface of the health service are facing on a daily basis. And I say that from the paramedics, the ambulance staffers, the nurses, the doctors, and indeed all the people involved in working in healthcare, as far as home helps the community as well. I think they've done huge amount of work over the last number of years, and we also need to acknowledge the huge contribution they make as well.